This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I'm joined by Dr. Cinda Ajrud-Driss, neuromuscular neurologist and director of the Lois Insulia ALS Clinic. Welcome.
Thank you, Beyonce. Happy to be here.
Well, as you know, Dr. Driss, May is designated as ALS Awareness Month to raise awareness, support research, and provide support to individuals and families affected by the disease. Dr. Driss, can you explain the condition?
Thank you, Beyonce. ALS, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, is a neurodegenerative disease. It affects the nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord that control voluntary movement. It causes progressive weakness of the muscles, and it causes also difficulty with speech, swallowing, and breathing. And ultimately, it causes complete paralysis and death because of respiratory muscle weakness. And this is really different from patient to patient. From the time the disease starts to death, the disease sometimes will last about 2 to 5 years.
And Dr. Driss, what are some of those early symptoms?
Either a difficulty of speech, swallowing, or weakness that can affect the muscle of the hand, the arm, or the leg. So patient may, for example, have difficulty buttoning, zipping. Their handwriting may change. They may have difficulty with walking. They may fall if the weakness affects the leg. And if they have a change in their speech, that may look like a slurred speech, or the tone of the speech will change and becomes more nasal. If they have swallowing difficulty, they may lose weight. And then sometimes, and very, very rarely, it may start with difficulty breathing and then can make it a little bit harder to diagnose.
And do we know what causes ALS? I mean, does family history play a role in this?
There are two types of ALS. There is what we call the sporadic ALS and the familial ALS. So unfortunately, we do not know what causes sporadic ALS. Okay. However, over the 30 years, we were able to identify many genes that causes the familial form of ALS. This is when the ALS runs in family. And of course, in that case, and even in the sporadic, family history is very important, because sometimes a gene may skip a generation. So it's very important to know if there is any family history of this disease.
And Dr. Driss, I've heard ALS can be hard to diagnose. So what steps do you take at Northwestern Medicine to ensure proper diagnosis?
You are right. I mean, the ALS may sometimes look like other diseases, and that's what makes it difficult to diagnose, especially early on. When patients come to us, we take time to really listen to them. The diagnosis of ALS is a clinical diagnosis. That means we make the diagnosis by taking a very good history that is thorough. And most times, patient actually tells you there what's going on. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important thing is usually this is a problem of the muscle. This is a motor issue. So most patients do not complain of numbness, tingling, or pain. That is a very important clue.
Okay.
We do a very thorough physical and neuro exam in the hand of an expert ALS neurologist is all they need to make the diagnosis. The problem with ALS is there isn't one test, like, for example, high cholesterol that you could do in the blood and have a diagnosis of ALS. You have to put things together and you have to rule out other things that may look like it.
Finally, Dr. Driss, please tell us about the Les Turner ALS Center at Northwestern Medicine. What is the mission and why is it important that a patient receive comprehensive care for ALS?
The Les Turner ALS Center at Northwestern Medicine is made up of the Lois Insulia ALS Clinic and the many basic science labs. And really, its mission is to advance research to identify causes of ALS, new treatment, and eventually a cure, and also to provide the patient living with the disease with therapy that will enhance their quality of life and hopefully slow the progression of the disease. And that is through attending the Lois Insulia ALS Clinic, that is a multidisciplinary clinic, which is usually once stop shop for patients to come in and see not just the neurologist, but the neurologist, the pulmonologist, the speech pathologist, the dietitian, the occupational therapist, the physical therapist. So this group of healthcare providers that will really try and treat every single symptom of the disease and work together to enhance the patient quality of life. Research has shown that patients who attend multidisciplinary clinic, they live longer and they have better quality of life.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox. Dr. Cinda Ajrud-Driss, neuromuscular neurologist and director of the Lois Insolia ALS Clinic. Thanks for joining me and for giving us this great comprehensive information about ALS.
Thank you, Beyonce.